Hey everyone, welcome to More Than Meets These Guys. We are going back into Raiders of the Last Ark, and we are going to see how things are progressing with Auntie. But before we get into that, I would like to welcome Boo, who's here with me this week, like he is every time we do UK books. Welcome,
Hey
Boo.
there.
And this is I think you described it earlier in the week as like it's almost like a buddy cop movie, like almost like a 48 Hours
Oh.
with cop and the with the with the cop and the crook,
Crook. I say.
the convict, the
Yeah.
criminal. So anyways, so we're jumping right into this with the editor's letter. This is apparently a fact-packed issue with State of the Robotics of the, in the Robot Roundup. They announced the winners in Insecticon contest and now are doing a Dinobot contest, which, man, if I got an Insecticon, I was like, yeah, I got my prize. And then they started showing off the Dinobots.
Right.
I feel a little jilted, man.
I'm telling you that the UK comic really took care of their readers.
They did. You got a no prize in the United States, but
Yeah,
out there,
you got a piece of paper that said that, it was nothing.
if you're lucky, if
Some
you're
people just got the envelope and it was empty. Like that was the envelope was the prize.
ultimate no prize. So yeah, there's a robot capers on this page, which they do kind of a Transformers joke. King
Yeah, I
No,
thought it was kind of funny.
yeah, actually they did a good job. King No Knows, he makes a Transformers joke about he's gonna he went they get a robot finally that blends in with everyone, and they won't see what's coming. And you have this robot with a car body and a robot head on top, like skulking over. It was
Oh,
pretty good.
yeah. He even said the tagline. He said the thing. It's a robot in disguise.
Yeah, that's right, he did.
Yeah. And yeah, it's like a car with like robot arms and legs sticking out and a
It's
big like
terrible.
chomper robot head
I'll
on
definitely have
the
that on
top.
the YouTube version of this.
It's a Beast Machines toy.
What were those? Yeah, what were those things that it was like GoBots that had like it was essentially it wasn't the deluxe GoBots. It was you remember the I don't know if it wasn't GoBots. Maybe it was like Hot Wheels thing where it had this race car kind of thing, and it transformed almost into a I don't know, it's like a lizard or a dinosaur thing.
Oh yeah, I recall. What was
Scale,
that?
scaly or scalor? I don't know.
Oh yeah, there were scales. Yeah, that was
Scales.
scales. Yeah, that was the GoBot that did that.
Yeah. I mean, that essentially was what it was on a good day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and though also Pen Pals has a great entry this time for Peter Lonsdale, who likes space and Transformers toys, but dislikes news, sports, and long walks. Sorry, lady.
Right?
Not for Peter.
No long walks. That kid was taken on a long hike and said never again.
No, he's like, Dad, I hate this, but he actually gets what's going to be in all the dating profiles later. So, good on you, Peter. Hope you found someone. And there's a pretty good shockwave. It is a little squatty of stuff by Edwin Aiken.
It's been working out.
Yeah, he was not quite the not quite your X-Men style broad, but he was a little squat. But it was pretty good, honestly, for I assume as a little kid, considering like Shockwave had just barely been in the book at all.
Yeah, oh, he'd go well next to like the SD like Veritex and stuff.
He would. And then we have some stock exchange where there is one guy who wanted a Rumble and a Ravage. He's willing to trade Soundwave and Buzzsaw.
Right, that's like Gift of the Magi.
Dude, I'll
I
take that.
have a feeling that he got two Soundwave sets.
Maybe.
Yeah, because I mean, why would you want more cassettes if you're getting rid of Soundwave?
Maybe so. I mean, the rest of them are pretty spot on. Like someone wanted a Jazz with all the weapons they were gonna trade Bumblebee and Cliffjumper, which it seems
That's
kind of a
not bad.
yeah, it seems like a kind of a weird up lopsided, but you're getting two small figures for a larger one. But
Yeah.
and someone wanted a Hound, Mirage, or Blue Streak for a Ratchet. Apparently they saw the cartoon, and they're like, nah, this is not my Ratchet.
Yeah, I'm gonna say this guy has no love for Ratchet. He's like,
When I was younger, I actually really liked the Ironhide and Ratchet toys because I never owned one. So I had a friend, I think his name was Brian Zach. He would go to the same like child daycare thing after school, and he always had Transformers with me. He always had Ironhide. I love that toy. So it was, we always, sandbox stuff, and we were like, what, 8 or 9 maybe, in the sandbox with Transformers. It was the best thing ever. That, and we mix it with Hot Wheels because, close enough.
Oh yeah, and like I heard about it pretty early on the school bus. We were talking about the different ones, and they're like, yeah, Ratchet and Ironhide don't really look much like the cartoon. And I mean, we had the catalogs too, that came with the toys. So you could kind of see, what to expect. But yeah, they said, yeah, it has like no head. It just has a sticker. So when I finally got them, I wasn't surprised at all.
Well, dude, he had a like a power sled that was on Tink Treads.
Right? Yeah. I
I
mean, he
mean,
had a lot of accessories with them. So it was kind of
dude,
neat.
yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. I mean, but then again, I mean, I never had him. So when I was younger, I had like, I've got Ratchet. I never actually got Ironhide. I should get him at some point. But yeah, I got Ratchet at one point, and I loved it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I got Ratchet as an adult.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, and it was when a friend of mine sold off his collection, and I bought the whole thing. He kept Predaking and Trypticon. He
Well,
kept those two.
I don't blame him there.
But yeah, he loaded me up for $100. I got like pretty much everything from season one and two. Like, I
Oh,
mean, the
nice.
combiners, everything. He just did a big box of them, and they were complete.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Those were the deals you used to be able to get back in the old days.
Oh yeah. Well, he was moving off to college and didn't want to pack him up and didn't want to leave him with his parents. So yeah.
$100 will buy you a lot of beer.
Oh
Call
yeah. That was in
him.
1995.
Yeah. That was the kind of prices I was getting with working with Ricky Smith's shop over at Star Wars Collectibles or old time toy shop or whatever you called it at the time.
Oh
Those were the
yeah.
kinds of prices we were getting. I mean, I think I got my complete G1 Jetfire for like $35.
I was gonna say 35 is what I got my Galvatron from him for, which is right here on the desk. So
And I got Jetfire long before you got your Galvatron. So, but
oh yeah.
yeah. So we're back into Crobots, and honestly, there's not a lot going on in there. It's like the classic "my dad's coming, you have to hide" kind of story.
Yeah, well, and it's kind of weird that, Shield is like psionically scanning his parents while they're in the bedroom. That's a risky scan there.
And we know what Shield's into.
Yeah. And he's not even good at it. Like first he tells them they're asleep and then like the next panel, oh wait, no, never mind, they're awake and one of them's coming this way.
Her dad, the in the so they get to the room and like transmutes like oh, I gotta transform into something lowly, and he turns into a Humph punch plushie.
Yeah, he turned into Humph the Cat.
Humph. And which the dad jokes about being a waste of money.
Oh yeah, he's like, man, I can't believe he wasted his money on this thing.
There must have been some like inside jokes amongst the office there, all the
Oh
different
well, it's the same
characters.
author.
Oh, it is. Oh, that's right, it is. Good
Yeah,
point.
he's ripping on his own side comic.
Even better.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like Mikros, the our Greek robot hides under the bed, of course.
Yeah, he hides and then Shield just like blocks all the electromagnetic waves and turns invisible.
Yeah, Shield's like, I can do whatever I want, so here's new power.
And
And
you'd think you'd see like some big footprints just like impressed into like the carpet or something.
no, I don't think they're as heavy as X-51 is. X-51 being an 850-pound robot,
Right?
which that's a joke later on. I'm really enjoying Machine Man a lot more now.
It's getting I guess more interesting. It's getting weird.
It's Ditko is just going off the left field a lot of things, and I love it.
Oh
I was
yeah. And
by the
DeFalco.
way, I want to say real quick, happy birthday to our friends Trigger and Reverend Ruin on our Discord. Trigger was yesterday, from what we're recording, and Reverend Ruin is as today. I was talking to them both, and I was sharing some of the images with Rev. And he's like, man, Ditko really phoned it in towards the end of his career. I'm like, yeah, he did.
Well, happy birthday to them.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I'll trigger is the double decade yesterday.
Oh,
So
yeah.
yeah. So if any of you who listen are like scared you're too young or too old, you're not as old as my partner here, and you're probably not as young as Trigger. So welcome to the Discord if you so choose.
Got a
But
wide swath there.
and trust me, if we can learn Discord, you can. And then they have the first time they have a classifieds page in the comic,
Yeah.
which is neat. I kind of like that. It was neat seeing all that.
A lot of Doctor Who stuff in there.
Well, yeah, it's British comics, man.
Oh, yeah.
And Doctor Who, was it 2080, Transformers, they all kind of like ran the same circles.
Yeah.
So it was neat to
I
see
mean, yeah, there's all kinds of shops in here. I wanted to do a deeper dive into these shops, but it was a lot.
that. Yeah. And okay, full disclosure, we were gonna do West Coast Hollywood. Ed had a lot going on his plate, and his wife's come back into town and stuff. I asked Boo to help out for this week, and so I didn't really get a lot of time to look into this comic. I did what I usually do, but I looked at that page like, man, I really want to start looking to see if these shops still around, but I just didn't have time. So hopefully, maybe we'll get some time later on. I would like to look at some of these.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. We could like just check in on them.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And I'm like the Dinobots. I sit in the closet and wait for you to activate me when you need me.
Hey, should we wake him up? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I guess he's gonna break something.
Actually, that's not totally inaccurate. But so yeah, man,
We now return to the Transformers.
because we are back to the Transformers. And yeah, it's a buddy comedy, man. Honestly, the Ravage and Windcharger, they don't trust each other. They don't like each other, but they're working together.
They're a good combo, I think. And I would have never thought to pair those two together.
Yeah, really. I mean, come
But
on. Seriously, this guy and this guy? I mean, come on, no. Not at all. But sorry, it's my visual joke for y'all. Anyways, I always have my Windcharger close by and my X9 Ravage. So
like I
yeah,
say, X9 beefed up a lot in that upgrade.
oh yeah, oh yeah,
He went to the gym.
he did a lot and stood upright. We all know you cats can stand up on two legs. So yeah, we're back to this. So I like the fact that we're still on the or on the toy images, which Ravage doesn't really have a whole huge difference there. You see the metal pieces on his on the toy, like from the tape of the toy, there's the metal pieces are exactly where the toy is, so
Yeah.
it's kind of neat seeing that. But old Windcharger, here he is right here. It looks pretty good as a toy accurate model in the comic. He's
I
got the
kind of wish they kept him like that for the cartoon, 'cause yeah, he looks good.
yeah, it would have been nice. The honestly though, with the with this, he's got the big old shades. He's got almost like a sad panda face, but yeah, which is square. He's got the Motormaster head.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, he does. But yeah, they're basically like griping each other, like they hate each other, and they're only working together as they have to. And then there's like this laser grid goes up, and Ravage, never missing a chance to show off, leaps through the laser grid.
He does his best Catherine Zeta-Jones
Oh, he does.
through
Well.
the
It like bites the control panel,
Yeah.
and then he's basically like saying like, "Hey, Windcharger, are you impressed yet?" So they're kind of showing off each other, and Windcharger gives like, "If you've been paying attention in the first place," and then Ravage reads a was that?
I just love the finesse of getting through all the lasers, and then he just bites the
I know.
control.
Well, he can't use his hands, man.
Right?
But yeah, he reads an electrical buildup, and of course that's the cover right there, the electrical room.
They get tased.
They get tased hard, and he goes down. But it's kind of a neat way to show exposition, like last time on Transformers, and that's what they kind of show here.
Yeah, they catch us up on what was going on with these two.
It's a really neat way to do it, Because like as it says, like as Windcharger, falls, he starts remembering how they got there. So it kind of fills in a little bit of gaps, talking about the whole thing with like Optimus Prime and Megatron going off and seeing Auntie, and then the electrification of the hole or the magnification of the hole.
Yeah, and it explains why they weren't pinned like everyone else because of their special abilities.
And I should have seen it coming. It was like the Chekhov's gun of the last episode. They were both have magnetic abilities, so they would not been able to. They could have withstanded the pull. So it's
Right.
kind of neat. And there's this really cool panel though of Windcharger like almost crawling and talking about how Optimus, I failed you, and Ravage is on the ground behind him like halt.
This would have been the commercial break if this was a cartoon.
100%. And come right back to this scene afterwards, where Auntie has them and it's just like big glowing rays behind Auntie's head, and like Optimus Prime and the Megatron are there. Optimus.
Incoming message from the big giant head.
Yes. Optimus Prime is his face is not looking great. They like kind of phoned it in on his line art this time.
Well, he's kind of got like a big eye and a small eye, almost like he's,
He's like,
I guess,
huh, really?
puzzled or yeah.
Yeah.
They're trying to emote with that, face that doesn't have much to emote with.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
Honestly, though, like with a lot of this line art and stuff, it looks better without the colors. The next page goes into the colors and or with the line art, not the colors. Looks really good. Actually, Optimus Prime looks better without the colors on this.
Yeah.
I think, anyways, it actually kind of looks more like the toy head because there's those side panels around his face coming kind of close.
Yeah.
But a lot of
He's
times,
got the lamb chops coming
he
in.
does. Well,
Yeah.
mutton chops.
Yeah, mutton chops.
Yes, what I mean, like he comes a little closer. The mutton chops coming around the face a little better, and Megatron's looking very toy accurate with the head. But
Oh yeah,
I,
that forehead has the
oh yeah,
crown and all that like really sticking out. Reminds me of the that special edition masterpiece Megatron they did.
yeah, it kind of does
Yeah,
actually.
they did a good job with that.
The there's this whole thing where Optimus is like, trying to. Tell Auntie that, it's, oh no, it's the Decepticons waylaid us, and Megatron's like, no, we were on a mercy mission. And Auntie kind of like, says, we're all decide who's who. And Optimus is goes on to say, like, you're kind of confused. This is a problem. And goes to says to Megatron, like, this is pretty much madness.
Yeah, because Auntie's not hearing it. She won't admit that she's damaged or broken or malfunctioning.
Not at all. But
Yeah.
and Megatron kind of chides him, like, oh yeah, I got cold feet, Optimus. You're not sure it's gonna work out for you? He's like, dude, Megatron, look, you gotta understand, we're both gonna die here.
Yeah, she's crazy. She's not gonna let either one of us out of here alive.
Yeah. And Megatron's like, yeah, I kind of see what you mean. Okay, tell you what, I got a way to get us out. And then it cuts away to Ravage and Windcharger. And what's that?
I really like this part right here, the whole
Oh.
dilemma of Ravage
Same here.
on whether to fix Windcharger or not.
Well, Simon Affirm is really good at showing a lot of characterization with a few panels. He immediately, just like, Dinobot and Beast Wars, has a lot of honor. Like I could just kill him now and it'd be done, but I shouldn't do that. I should actually take care of him. All right, fine, I'll do it. I'll fix him.
You know what? That's what this reminds me of. It reminds me of the Low Road with Dinobot and Rat Trap.
Kind of does.
Yeah.
Kind of does. He marvels at how easy it would be to just to kill Windcharger, but he can't do it. It's against a kind of his code, I guess. And
I think he needs him still.
oh, he knows he needs him, but I think
Yeah.
he feels kind of guilty, like it wouldn't be the right thing to do to kill him when he like, they've been trying to work together. I don't know. It's debatable.
Yeah, it's hard to tell with Ravage. He keeps a lot close to his chest.
But honestly, with the whole thing with Starscream and Ravage, I feel like almost like he kind of takes the high road as far as like a Decepticon goes. But he's loyal, but he's not stupid.
Right.
So yeah, in Windcharger, he says like, "Hey, I owe you my life." And he's like, "Yeah, don't make me regret it."
Well, he already regrets his actions.
It's like, but. As you go into the next panel, it's he's kind of like he reverses his course immediately because he realizes how much they need to work together. And
Well, and going back to Beast Wars, that whole thing where he says, "Your words only make me regret my actions."
yeah.
It goes back to like Black Arachne. She's like, "Dude, Maximals always talk such slop."
Yeah. The it's kind of cool seeing the whole like working together thing because it's one of those deals, and I've always liked this about the Transformers. There are so many characters on both sides who could be either or. Like we
Yeah.
always talk about Thundercracker could have easily been an Autobot. Sideswipe and Sunstreaker could have easily been Decepticons. There's this very I don't know,
There's
very
a lot of shades of gray.
yeah, well, also I was gonna say gray area, but yes, shades of gray, better way to put it. And then they show up at the door, and they're like, "Well, this is where Auntie's back at," and it's right behind this door. And Rabbit is like, "Nah, that can't be that easy. There's something's going on here. This has to be more than just his armor door." And they turn, and there's Guardian, which I don't I haven't read the next issue. I'm calling this as an illusion, like a hologram. We'll see.
Oh
It
yeah, they
looks.
turn on. Yeah, they see a just a massive robot behind them declaring they're intruders.
It kind of looks like if you took a Chromabot and I don't know, something else and mixed it together, kind of what it looks like.
Yeah, I was thinking like the Mars robots, the
Kind of, yeah.
MARS robots. Yeah, you'd find those in like the store next to the Transformers. It kind of looks like
Yeah.
one of them.
I can see that definitely. But it's kind of cool seeing their the size of Windcharger and Ravage next to the robot. So
Oh yeah, he's massive.
yeah,
He's
he's
big.
bending over in the hallway.
Yeah, he can't even stand up straight in the hallway.
No, but what a great issue of Transformers. Look, too bad it's all the it for the episode. Here we go.
Yeah, that's where it leaves us hanging.
Yeah. And then we're back to Machine Man, which I kind of like it. I'm enjoying Machine Man a lot more. It's still Steve Ditko really writing bad schlocky stories, but it's at least a little more fun this time.
Well, he's drawing these. It's
Oh God,
DeFalco
not
writing these.
Ditko, DeFalco. God, thank you,
Yeah.
DeFalco. DeFalco
Yeah.
writing some really schlocky, terrible stories. Sorry, I mismatched that. Anyways,
It's all right.
yeah, it was a lot to take in today, just reading this whole issue and writing notes about it. But
A
so
lot
yeah,
more action, though, than
it
what we had
is,
before.
and unfortunately, it's action against Sasquatch, which I is like the Canadian Hulk, and.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good.
He's not much of a match for X-51.
No, he's not. X-51 shocks him. It basically like he takes a local power source. I think he grabs a lamp, like a street lamp,
Yeah.
and shocks Sasquatch in the water. But he doesn't leave him in the water. He pulls him out. Like, all right, here, I stunned you, but I don't want you to die.
Yeah, so he actually takes some time to like basically check his vitals.
Yeah, he does, which is cool. It shows that X-51's not trying to kill anyone.
Yeah.
And so yeah, but Sasquatch, he says down there really quietly, like, "I must contact the others." So, dun dun dun, what does that
Yeah.
So Machine Man finds the AliExpress Rorschach villains
Yeah.
and does a full-on Three Stooges kunk with their heads.
Oh yeah, he does the head crack. Yeah.
Yeah. And Madame Menace is watching on her villain monitor.
She's got a good one. It's got some really odd angles that,
It
should be
does.
pretty impossible. But hey.
But yeah, he goes down to the sewers, which remember this. This is the sewers he jumps down into. He like down a manhole.
Right.
And it's a trap. I was right. No, everyone else is right. So he's like, lucky me. So
And there's
he.
a lot of guys down in the sewer,
Oh yes,
the
mooks galore down there.
smell has to be horrendous.
So there's this great little thought bubble he has. He just came from fighting Sasquatch, so he's kind of worn out. And he doesn't have the energy to take on all of them, like all these clowns. So he's gonna have them waste their energy by pounding into his metal body.
He's doing rope-a-dope.
He is. He's like, beat
Yeah.
me up for a while and you guys get tired.
Yeah, he's like, they're not really gonna hurt me punching me. So yeah, just do this while I recharge.
This has been the only time that that he's actually realized, like, oh wait, I'm actually I possess a very futuristic, you know, high-end alloy for my skin. So yeah, go and punch me. That's fine.
They can't break his THAC-O.
I tried to explain THACO to my son, and it didn't work.
Yeah.
We're gonna play some fifth edition. I'm like, thank God you don't want THACO. He's like, what's that? Like, no, I'm not gonna explain this. So we go to Agent K, who is rummaging through the offices of I guess government offices of Rickman and whoever
The
else.
U.S. Capitol. This dude is going door to door in the U.S. Capitol unchecked.
He is, because apparently everyone goes home at 5 p.m.
Yeah.
We all
And
work at business hours or bankers hours in the Capitol.
the Cold War security at this time was laughable. It's like,
During the Cold War.
yeah, we have a Canadian secret agent just going door to door in the U.S. Capitol. Taking the time to check the nuances of each typewriter to try to find out which
That
one
was a
sent the letter.
dude, that guy must have watched some Columbo or something. Well, you know, each typewriter has its own quirks. I won't rest until I found the one which typed the dossier.
So to do this, I'm thinking he had to go, the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog and like, oh no, not that one. Next office.
He's like, huh, the T's in the right place. Okay, not this one. Pulls it
Yeah.
out. The next one. Yeah, that's happening while Machine Man is fighting for his life.
He had to take hours doing this to go office by office like that.
Well, there's no one there to 5 p.m. He's got all night,
Right? No one's
man.
watching the Capitol building at all.
No, which we know. So elsewhere, the battle continues. But there's okay, we already realized they're in the sewers fighting. They're
Yeah.
down there with the Ninja Turtles. But he goes, uh-oh, here comes the heavy artillery. The solar-powered nunchakus will slice through your metal hide like blazing blades through butter. Hold on, they're solar-powered nunchucks
Yeah,
in the
how?
sewer. Which nunchucks are not bladed, by the way.
Yeah. They're blunt instruments.
They're blunt instruments, but
They're great against the undead.
they're gonna slice through. They're gonna slice through his hide like butter.
So I'm thinking, are they solar powered? Like, so they charge them up in the sun and now they're hot?
It's like us when we were younger, having glow-in-the-dark toys. We'd leave it out there and like, okay, we have to turn on the light and wave it for the light for like 5 seconds. Okay, now turn off the lights. Let's see a glow. It's kind of how it feels.
Okay, and like, I don't know, sharp and hot nunchucks. You've got to hold them by the side you're hitting them with too, as
Yes.
you flip them around. So.
The greatest part of this is they're talking about like slicing through them like butter, and he goes, "Really? I'm partial to margarine myself. Even a robot has to watch his weight. I chicken at 850 pounds. I say 8,501. It's say 8,501 pounds."
Yeah, I think it's a typo. I don't know. If he's 8,501 pounds, that's.
He's 4 tons.
Yeah.
He's not walking to his apartment like that.
He's not going up elevators and stuff like that. I mean, he's
He
definitely a ground floor guy.
can take his skates at the side of the building, man. What are you talking about?
Right? Oh,
He
you know what? Maybe he does. He just negates the gravity.
There you
With
go.
that's.
He uses gravity negating powers that are really handy when he needs to use that.
It's kind of weird to be and 1 pound, you
But there's Madame Menace. That raging robot is defeating every one of my marauding mercenaries.
Yeah, the alliteration in this episode
This is
is
like J.
thick.
Jonah Jameson is like speaking through her.
Right. Ugh.
So she's going to employ the Sonic Disruptor.
You know, there's a lot of expensive technology down in this dank sewer.
I'm really impressed by solar powered nunchucks that slice through metal like butter.
Yeah. But
So
don't actually do it at all.
no.
Yeah.
But
And she's rich, so you think she could afford, a better layer.
yeah, well, I mean, yeah, no, you're not wrong. Okay.
Something in the Hamptons, something nice.
Yeah. But we hold on, everyone, because now we jump over to Planetary in the saga of Princess Ugly.
The way these stories switch, it's like you're fighting with a sibling over the remote, and they keep switching the channel while you're watching your show.
Yeah, but the beauty of this Planetary is it almost seems like a an Adult Swim cartoon.
Yeah.
It's really, I don't know what to think of it. I enjoy it, but I kind of hate it at the same time because I want to see more Transformers. But man, this is really weird. Squeak is hanging out in the hallway, like looking at them, with a ray gun in his hand. And Terry is holding in this frame with a signature to Terry from Mom and Dad. It's got no picture in it.
Yeah, Terry has some issues.
Yeah, Omnis is over there. Poor Terry, he's never seen his parents. He has nothing but a blank picture frame he gave himself.
Speaking of like Cartoon Network, did you ever watch the was it the Real Adventures of Johnny Quest or the one from the 90s they did?
A bit of it, yeah.
This reminds me of like Ezekiel Rage from that. He's going around screaming about the Book of Rage, and they get the book and it's just blank pages.
I didn't see that. Let's check it out.
That's Planet Terry with his picture of his mom and dad, because it's
God,
just
this is
blank.
sad.
You got They didn't even like leave the picture that came with it from the store. The stock photo.
Once. I had a picture, like I had the stock photo from the store. I left it and like, I had pictures and stuff, like I was married to Mike's wife, and I left one out there for a while. Just, it was one of those ones that are like had four sides and you flip the pictures. Like
Yeah.
it had my sister-in-law at the time and Reese and stuff, and they had another one just with like this couple. Actually, it was a black couple. We didn't know because it was a stock footage. It was great. Our stock picture. Anyways, so the way they draw Terry, he looks like he's an old man in little
Yeah.
body. Yes, he's really like smile lines, and it's really kind of weird.
He looks like he's from Oa.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, he should be like working with the Green Lanterns or something.
He does. He looks like, remember that episode of Star Trek, the original series, when they had to pretend like they were in a Greek tragedy or something because they were being patrolled.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that wasn't that one. It was the oh no, it was the person who was, oh God, it was almost like a little, like it looked a little like a little kid, but it was as an older, as a guy. I don't know. I'm trying to think of the right episode it was. He was a, I'll think of this later, and I'll feel dumb because a lot of those original series episodes run together. But it kind of has that got look like he's a little kid, but he's got lines and stuff in his face. Yeah, he wants to go talk to Squeak when he comes to. And they're talking about his time in the space warp, which is the ship where Planetary came from.
Yeah.
And Squeak jumps up and looks like he is like some I don't know, Boston mob guy in a tracksuit.
Yeah, I think he's got the track suit
Oh, it's terrible.
and those white boots, so especially after
Oh.
Labor Day,
And they look like pirate boots too, which is great. He's like, I can't let you know the secret of the space warp.
He looks like he borrowed the Punisher's old boots.
Oh God, it does.
Moon
Or Moon Knight.
Knight, yeah. Moon Knight
Oh
doesn't loan his
yeah,
boots to anyone.
definitely Moon Knight. But they're trying to play the like, look, Squeak, your only hope. We need to know what happened to his parents. And he was like, oh, I won't tell you because what happened on the space warp was my fault.
Oh no, they blamed him for it.
But they blamed him for it. And
Yeah, it wasn't his fault.
what? Okay, it wasn't. Yeah. Oh yeah, it wasn't my fault. Okay, that's right. He was blamed for it. And instead of explaining himself, he puts on a helmet and a jetpack with his ray gun,
That's what
and
happens when you order your Centurions off of Temu.
well, AliExpress, but Timmy works too. No, actually, yeah, that's more accurate. The he goes out in his track suit with a helmet, a jetpack, and his ray gun. Goes out during an astro tornado, and he's like, "Ah, oh, you won't fool me, the old astro tornado do it any moment trick, eh?"
Yeah, and I'm not familiar with that phenomenon at all.
Yeah, no, I guess we wouldn't know because we're too primitive to know
Right.
astro tornadoes. But yeah, anyways, the astro tornado hits, or the ship hits the astro tornado, and they go like spiraling towards a planet. They crash pretty hard. And will they survive?
Yeah, we're left hanging now.
Yeah. Well, we're not hanging completely on this issue because we have 20 Transformer questions, and I'm gonna throw these at you.
All right.
I don't know if you can get these or not.
Let's do it.
What planet did the Transformers originally come from?
Oh man, nobody knows that. Cybertron.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say Gobatron. Okay.
I
Which
don't want to
Decepticon?
get beat up after school, okay, man?
Which Decepticon would like to take over the Megatron's role as leader of the Decepticons?
Starscream.
Soundwave. He did it in the sky, the Skybound comics.
After Starscream got it.
Yeah.
I don't
Hey, spoilers.
know. He probably wouldn't have messed with him if he didn't jack with Ravage.
Yeah. I well look, I could go through these questions, but they're pretty basic. But
Some of them are. Some of them
yeah.
you can get a little detailed in.
Well, like, what sort of weapon does Megatron carry? We know he carries a fusion cannon. No big deal there. We know that we're pretty into the we're in the weeds.
Well, and number three is wrong.
In the
The
Ford
question is
Decepticon
wrong.
spy cassettes?
Yeah, there's five.
Okay, there's a Rumble, Ravage, Frenzy. Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, there you
Laser
go.
beacon buzzsaw.
The UK comics are usually wrong on their puzzles and their quizzes, so
And for four, I've actually practiced this. Probably poorly, but yeah, with Mirage, he turns into a 1979 Ligier JS11 Formula One racer.
you were looking at your cheat sheet.
Oh no, I've worked on this before. I was like, I figured you would do this. So I was
Oh.
prepared.
So which small car is the weakest of the Autobots?
Oh, that's Bumblebee.
Yeah, all right. He's a spy. Who is nicknamed Muscles because of his strength?
Brawn, and I've never heard that nickname really
I
applied to
haven't
him before.
either. I was wondering about that. Was like a tech spec I missed?
I think that's from Budiansky's original notes where he wrote nicknames like, Megatron was a slag maker and stuff
Oh,
like
that's a
that.
good point. Yeah.
Well, they sure wouldn't use that nickname for him now. He sounds like a pimp.
So which homesick Autobot turns into a yellow truck cab? I guess
Oh, that's
that's Huffy.
Huffer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't seem all that homesick, but maybe I'm wrong.
It's in his bio, and you'll see that
Okay.
later in the comics.
Okay. God,
Yeah.
there's some of these are really dumb. The name of the Autobot spacecraft, the Ark. Or I guess, the Auntie was Tiltran one essentially, so it's the Ark.
Yeah, it's the art.
Into what does Thundercracker transform? Like the other two jets? Yeah.
Yeah, he's a McDonnell Douglas F-15 Eagle.
And when number 19 is going, which Decepticon spy is a dog? Kidding, Jaguar.
Dog.
I hate it when people down in the playground said he was a dog. He was not a dog. He was a Jaguar.
We still run into people to this day, like
Oh
guys in their
yeah.
40s and 50s, swear up and down that Ravage is a dog.
Why would you think a dog hisses and spits and snarls? Or
I
yeah, I
don't
don't know.
know. I mean, I guess they kind of thought he looked like a Doberman.
I was gonna say unless they thought he was Doberman, but that's it. The
Yeah.
only reason.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean they're pretty basic questions, and they have a cool advertisement for the Lady Bird books on this page, which doesn't actually use the art from Lady Bird books. He uses the art from this issue. So
Yeah,
whatever.
oddly enough. Yeah.
75p. 75 pence. But wait, everyone, we're back to Machine Man. And At the command of Madame Menace, they fire the sonic disruptor, which hits X-51 full on.
It's fine. He just becomes completely discombobulated.
He becomes Dino-Mutt in the copy machine on a on a, on
Oh
a,
yeah.
on Harvey Birdman. He's
Yeah, he
all
does. He goes full
it's like
Dino-Mutt on us.
he does. He's helpless. He goes, it's playing havoc with my neuro circuits. I've lost all control of my body, my limbs.
My limbs, yeah, and he's got more tentacles now because like his feet and hands are just like going everywhere.
He became a hentai character.
It's like going to a Hollywood after party. There's like hands everywhere.
And then, but wait! Suddenly, there's a blur, and then you see the thought bubble or the speech bubble. Aurora, we've arrived in time. The twins have shown up, Northstar and Aurora.
They took their time.
They did. He could have gotten there a lot quicker. But wait, Sasquatch shows up, going out Kool-Aid Man through the wall. Like,
He
oh
does. That's what I was
yeah,
thinking of too. Oh
yeah.
yeah.
And they beat up on the mooks and Machine Man, he's over there they go wonderful. Big Orange and his colorful cronies are fighting Menace's men for the honor of trashing me, and I am totally defenseless while trapped in this fatal field. Why does he think they're all out to get him? He's got
He's
some
always thought that, though. I mean,
yeah
he has a persecution
he
complex.
does, but man, I love what happens next because this actually makes me like Machine Man a lot more. So they're beating up on him, and he pulls off some desperate plan and unhooks his head. His head flies around and
He becomes the
attacks.
pinball master.
He does. He attacks the sonic disruptor, breaking that and starting a fire.
With this face.
Look at this face. And like they're all like the robot's freed himself and the head pops out of the fire, turns around, it's half melted. He looks like Darkman.
Right? Yeah, I was like, he should be like flipping a coin and deciding Batman's fate right now.
He's Two-Face. He is. Come on, DeFalco or Ditko, whoever wrote this.
They worked on it together. But
Yeah,
yeah, I
man.
laughed when Madam Menace declared that Alpha Flight had no commercial value. It's like, is that a
Kill him.
commentary on their comic or what? Because number one was about to come out.
Yes. I have never read an Alpha Flight comic, and this definitely does not make me want to read any.
See, she was right. They had no commercial value.
And none. I saw them for years, like I should check them out sometime, and I never did. And I'm okay with that now.
They need to do like a team up movie with them and Deadpool. Just get all the
Deadpool.
Canadians in
Wait,
there.
wait, wait, wait. I got the Canadian cast offs. I get Canadian Avengers. Yeah, so he Machine Man's head flies back to his body. He's like, he does a whole data with moving his putting his head back on. And then he turns around like Darkman. Are you all quite satisfied? He's mad.
Yeah, he's got a full Quasimodo going there.
He does. I had to do like the kind of slur to the speech because his lips like down here.
Oh, yeah.
Are you all quite satisfied? And
Yeah, he looked like he had a stroke.
he does look like he did. And he
Machine
starts
Man's got the
punching.
Bell's palsy.
He starts punching mooks.
What's
Are you
the frequency, Kenneth?
This is such a good payoff for this entire run.
This really is the best part of this
Oh,
comic right here because he just goes
I took a
nuts.
picture of this earlier. Like, I'm so happy right now. I'm so happy his face melted. And he's angry. And Madame Menace is like, the robot's blown everyone's cerebral circuits. He's totally irrevocably mad. And yeah, I mean, yeah, the twins are like trying to stop him before he commits murder. And they join hands and do their old light flash trick when they join hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
They hit him with the strobe light,
they
basically.
basically, yeah, they like here, and yeah, they, well, strobe light or a spotlight? It's almost like a
Yeah.
spotlight.
Well, this is a blinding blast of dazzling light. So
Oh, there you go. It's
they send him to Studios 54 and
the
that's
Dazzler.
right.
They want to try to get all the X-Men in one like team here. So yeah, that's what happened. And
They Ziggy
X-Men
Stardust him.
Yeah, X-51 is so mad. Well, your painful ploy may be effective against humans, but my finger sensors are impervious to intense glare. He's the best at being the worst. And Sasquatch tries to like, hold on there, buddy. We got you. Or just don't be hurt, my friends. So he tries to kill Sasquatch.
Oh yeah, he just beats the crap out of Sasquatch.
He's like, bam, 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 bam. Sasquatch is the worst Hulk ripoff ever.
Yeah.
And then like right before he kills him, Aurora's like, no, you're killing him. And like Machine Man goes, huh, oh, what have I done? And then with his two-face face, he's like, I couldn't have, shouldn't have cut loose. Maybe Brickman was right. And then he unhooks all his couplings and turns to a drill and drills down to the ground to get away.
Yeah, he looks like the wax museum, the AC went out.
It kind of, you know, he does.
Yeah.
But then he turns into Red Tornado and escapes. Yeah, that was just, you know, whatever he needs to do, I guess he can do it.
Yeah, tell them not to follow him. And, after all that, I don't think they want it. Alpha
No.
Flight don't want any of
No. Time to
that.
go back to Canada. But Agent K has found the evidence. This machine typed the dossier.
It still cracks me up that he went like one office by office, US Capitol.
He found the right typewriter. He spent all night finding the typewriter that was, this is the one.
I'm glad the Russians didn't have this guy because, that would have been curtains for us.
You're not
Iron
kidding,
curtains.
man. Then we realize that it was Brickman who did it all
And
along.
he's mad. Dude, he's so
He's
mad at Brickman.
real mad because they're Canadians and they don't want to be brought into these politics.
Yeah.
So there's the epilogue, and I've never been so happy to see an epilogue.
Right.
Burning with anger at the way their government was used, three super agents turn homeward. They each carry a new and better understanding of the silly game of superheroes. Yeah, they're just driving home to Canada. Real mad.
That's pretty much. A fancy way of saying, yeah, three Canadians are going home mad.
And then the alliteration carries on with Madame Menace. I'll get that Machiavellian metal man someday, somehow. Yeah. But
These are like, you know what this is like Penguin quotes from like the Adam West Batman.
it really is. It feels like Batman a lot. It
Yeah.
actually feels like Batman, or it feels like what's his face? Peter Parker's boss at the
Oh,
J. Jonah Jameson.
Jameson, yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like him, or yeah, the Penguin. But Brickman's exposed, and everyone quits on him. Like, and there's this great little time capsule here, where one guy goes, "You're through, Senator. After this fiasco, you couldn't even get elected as Nixon's butler."
Oh, yeah, and we got real world factors here trying to have foreign
Real
governments
world
rig American
factors.
elections.
Just like now. You haven't heard of me. Less of me. Brickman shall return. Bet on it. Unfortunately, he's right.
Yeah.
But we go back to the apartment where is it Peter, his roommate?
Yeah, it's Peter and Gears hanging
Peter and
out.
Gears Garvin, they're kind of worried about the kid. Where you haven't heard from him. And Peter's like, no, he wants to be alone.
And you gotta wonder, were they hanging up there the whole time, or is Gears just showing up? I mean,
I don't know. Maybe they kind of like they're gonna move in together or something.
were
Maybe,
they like binging Masterpiece Theater or something in there? I mean,
But there's this great, very melodramatic trench coat scene of Machine Man walking with his half melted face.
now he's Dark Man.
He really is Darkman.
I mean, the only way this would be more Dark Man is if it was Bruce Campbell turning and walking away.
I love he goes crazy, but he stops himself. No, it's not me. I'm not the crazy one. But yeah, he walks away in a trench coat in the shadows. What a great way to end this. The whole time, this made it worthwhile. The entire run.
Oh yeah.
Listen, I'm happy now.
He's going to write Rorschach's journal now, so.
He really is. Found the children. They're the dogs. Yeah, I'm just picturing how it all went.
Yeah.
But we get into the Planetary again, and there is these the planet of these. I don't
They're
know. They're,
Grinches, dude.
yeah, they. I was gonna say, they are.
Yeah.
The planet of Grinch. I want to say Starbelly Sneetches. I knew that wasn't right. The Grinches.
Yeah, this is where the Grinch came from. They totally like the stork got mixed up. This is where the Grinch was supposed to be delivered.
This is the funny part of this, though. This one guy is like, there's a spacecraft. It just landed. And this guy in this red wizard's outfit is like, I was expecting it. It's written in the book. And every time the guy says something, oh, yes, just like it's written in the book. And there's this part where he goes, it did not land, ignorant one. It was caught up in astrocyclone. And the guy goes, it wasn't an astrocyclone, wise one. It was an astrotornado. Close enough. And that's kind of
Yeah,
the running joke with this guy.
they've got a commentary on like religious prophecy.
They do. The
Yeah.
guy goes, there's about there's being two of them in the ship. And like, but there are three crew members, oh wise one, close enough.
Yeah, this is kind of a deep theme for, Planetary.
It was that's what I'm saying. Like, I enjoyed this issue a lot. This is great.
Yeah, this is where it picked up, and yeah, the social satire here starts really digging in.
Yeah, so they are on the planet of the Gorkles. I guess that's the scientific name for the Grinches.
Yeah.
And there's a sad, very sad world at this time. Dude, the
Well,
wise
Grinch
one.
was just his Whoville name. It's the one they
Not
forced upon him.
his government name.
Right.
The wise one, he's great. They're all sitting around having internet have dinner. It looks like they're having potatoes. Just potatoes. This is the quote of the speech bubble. Our beloved princess, Shudder, ugly, has been kidnapped by her evil uncle Vermin, this vile. He put her under a sleeping spell so that he may rule in her place. Every time they say Princess Ugly, he's like, ugh. He shudders.
Yeah. And I bet it's gonna be a Twilight Zone thing where she's actually like beautiful.
Yeah, she's probably gorgeous.
See, she's the baby that was supposed to go to Whoville.
Yeah, like
They got switched.
the next page, like, even though our beloved princess, ugly, is ugly beyond belief, she's our princess and we want her back. So, yeah, I can see this being a whole Twilight Zone thing.
It's gonna be Donna Douglas, you know.
So yeah, of course, Terry with his wrinkly old face goes, "We'll do it. We'll rescue your princess." They're like, "Yay!"
Oh, yeah, he tells them how easy a job it'll be according to the book.
yeah. What about the impenetrable forest, mayhem maker, the Terrivines, the volcano, the whirlpool? It'll be the most hazardous job. And the three of them walk off, close enough. So
That was
yeah,
all building towards that punchline
it
right there.
was. I appreciate it though.
Yeah,
It wasn't terrible.
it had good timing.
It did.
Holly's all timing.
I kind of enjoyed it a lot more than Matt and the Cat. We'll get there.
Oh yeah, but
No, I was actually really excited about this Transformers toy checklist.
right?
It was kind of cool, actually. They did a lot for their readers. Had all the different listed out. They gave a quick description of what they turned into.
Yeah, this
So,
is a pretty good list. I mean, aside from having photos, they got some, I guess, the technical drawings of some of them.
yeah, they had like four of them. They had the technical drawings for a hoist, power glide, slag. I'm sorry, slug for
No, he
your
was
cable
slag then.
listeners. Wind charger. Yeah, and then the next time we're gonna do the Decepticon page. So it's kind
Now,
of neat.
do you notice the notable ones that were missing?
Oh, let's see here. I'm gonna look. I see the Dinobots. Wait, hold on. I don't see Swoop.
Right, Swoop was never released in the UK.
That's right. Okay, that's right. I forgot that. Is there another one missing? I'm missing.
Oh yeah, well, you don't have the deluxe Autobots, Whirl and Roadbuster.
True. Okay.
They were never released in the UK. Blaster and Perceptor were never released.
Oh.
And nor was Omega Supreme. Or the Omnibots.
Because the licensing.
Right. Yeah, licensing was definitely a problem with Omega Supreme. I've heard tale, like I haven't seen like anything that's definitive on this, but I've heard that there was like safety concerns about Swoop, but I haven't seen like anything official from Hasbro that says that's why it wasn't sold over there.
I mean, come on, those missiles were not as small as the Battlestar Galactica missiles, were they? Well, they
Right. Well,
were.
and all the Dinobots had missiles.
Yeah,
So
it's
I'm not
true.
sure what the safety, maybe it was his beak breaking off very easily.
Well, he
Or the
does, but I don't know.
yeah, pointy wings. Yeah, I'm not sure what that would be, 'cause I don't see what's more dangerous about Swoop than any of the other toys.
Definitely not.
Yeah. But yeah, it's weird. I believe we might have talked about this before too, that you know, Whirl and Roadbuster were never sold in the UK, and they played, you know, a sizable part in the Wreckers.
Yeah, they did. They were pretty important in the Wreckers comics.
Yeah.
What was the toy line they were part of that wasn't licensed over there?
It was it Mospita?
No, it wasn't Mospita. It was
Yeah.
to was it is a T word, I think, right?
Well, they were from the Takatoku
It was
designer,
Takatoku, yeah.
but it was oh man.
It was another anime thing that they were released under.
Yeah, it's right on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, well, they were Bandai, weren't they?
I believe so.
Yeah, maybe that was a part of the problem. I don't know. Well, it was like the Wild West in the United States, so whatever, you know, they could
Oh yeah,
do.
well, Hasbro was licensing anything they thought could be a threat.
Yeah, which good on
Right?
them. But yeah, they're I mean it was kind of neat. Like they just see we see the UK comic was a lot more, you know, giving as far as the fans go over there, and the fans seem to like be really, I don't know, it almost seemed like a tighter community
Oh,
over there.
Dorvac.
Dorvac, yeah, thank you.
That's what it was. I had to look it up. I just had a brain fart on it. But yeah, it was Dorvac.
Yeah, I actually like the Dorvac version of Whirl. He's a blue, like a darker blue, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Thought so.
I believe there was a third one too that they didn't use.
There was it was like it's kind of like almost it was like hunched over robot kind of thing. I can't remember what he was called, but he wasn't very dynamic as a it's almost like the with the triple changer that turned into a jet and a helicopter.
Yeah.
It just wasn't really that great a figure. They just ended up not bringing it over.
Yeah, they just passed on it.
Yeah. Which of course that figure now is worth a ton of money
Oh,
because
yeah.
you can't hardly get it. But
It'd
yeah,
be nice to
anyways.
see a recolor of the what the legacy Blitzwing.
That would be kind of cool, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, they recolor everything else. Why not do that
Yeah.
one? But
Oh.
we are. What's that?
Oh, no, go ahead.
I was like, we are going to jump into Robot Roundup,
Yes, which
which this kind of
it's a lot of fluff.
it was a lot of fluff. It almost seemed like an afterthought this time.
Yeah, they kind of tacked it on a, there wasn't much to really work within it.
No, it wasn't. I mean, there was like kind of a, you know, kind of meh stuff on there. They're talking about 02, which is one of those
It's a,
turtle or
yeah, it was another logo turtle. Yeah.
yeah, which is kind of neat and everything like that. It wasn't just not very exciting, I guess. The
Yeah.
update on the Roboterodactyl Q, the big Q, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I remember seeing some stuff about that back in the day,
Yeah.
and I couldn't find anything online for it. I don't know. I mean, I put in like all the details under like the Washington Air and Space Museum, IMAX, and all that, which is kind of cool to see they're using IMAX way back then.
Yeah, I'm sure it was probably used in like we had the Naval Air Station Museum in Pensacola, and they had an IMAX like Blue Angels flight a thing like IMAX back then. Like IMAX wasn't something that was used in a lot of the commercial theaters, so it's probably like one of the things they use at like a big museum like the Air and Space Museum, place
Yeah,
like
we had one at the Museum of Natural Science, and but
yeah.
I think that was like the early 90s when they finally put it in out here, so
Yeah, so well, I'm sure it was something along the line. It may have been an early version of IMAX. Who knows?
but that's a really young David Attenborough.
That is.
And he's middle-aged, but we've had him so long that, you know, even middle-aged David Attenborough just seems young to us. I mean, that's 40 years ago. So what, he had to be like 50?
Whew, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because he's in his 90s now, isn't he?
Probably. I mean, you wouldn't know it from the way he narrates stuff, but yeah,
Yeah,
probably is.
still going strong, man. I don't want to jinx it.
Come on, not right now, man.
Yeah,
The
right.
Mighty Bard wants you. This is the worst name for a robotics group.
Yeah,
It's the
British
British
Amateur Robotics Group.
Bard.
Barg.
This is terrible.
They could at least have like found an E on there for like enthusiasts or something, and then be barge.
Yeah, something Bard.
This is like, when you order your Borg off a Wish, you get the
They move on to like basically chess robots playing against humans, which there was a lot of build up during, I want to say, during the 80s. I think they even use it in some 80s movies. I'm trying to think of the movies they use it in. It's not real. They didn't use it in Real Genius. I mean, I think they use it a bit in War Games, did they? I don't know. It
I
was like an
always just
earth.
remember Deep Blue versus Kasparov.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
There was a lot of I guess talk about how computers are gonna be able to beat humans, and there was this whole pride thing with people can take out the computers. And
And that was
even
11
though,
years after this article was written, is when Deep Blue beat Kasparov.
well, also think about this, whenever this was being done, you also have The Thing, which featured a chess master robot, or like a computer. Do you remember that?
Oh, in the movie, The Thing?
Yeah.
Oh,
Kurt
yeah.
Russell's character got pissed off and poured scotch into the panel.
Oh, yeah. That was Adrian Barbeau's voice for the
Was
computer.
it?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta listen to that now. That's God, Adrienne Barbeau is like the unofficial queen of the 80s schlock movies. So
Oh,
good.
yeah.
I really I it's funny, I was watching a horror anthology thing. I want to go back and watch Swamp Thing
Oh,
to see if it
yeah.
still holds up.
It does. I showed it to my kids a few months ago and they loved it. They thought it was great.
Yeah, I want to check that out because I love that when I was a kid. So I'm kind of curious how it looks.
The sequel, eh. But yeah,
Well,
the first one was good.
sequels are always like that though.
Yeah.
American Department of Defense robots.
Yeah, we still don't really have those.
No,
They're,
we
I mean,
don't.
they're working on them still. We've got
Yeah.
the dog with the flamethrower now, so that's something.
We need battle android troopers.
Right?
Dude, if we have battle android troopers, we're done. We rule.
This is how you know that there is no like real world counterpart to Destro, because we don't have all that cool
Which
stuff.
I'm really enjoying the Destro comic. I'm going to reissue two. I've still got it. I haven't read it yet. But,
Oh yeah, two is good, especially with the bats.
oh,
It gets
well, look,
creepy. I
oh,
don't want to spoil
nice.
anything. Yeah.
I'm really loving, like Destro with our little cameo in Destro of, I won't ruin for anyone who hasn't read it, but make sure you watch the girl who loved Power Glide. But anyway, so yeah, there's just, it's like I said, it's a lot of fluff.
Yeah.
There's like Bring on the Robot Cats, or like Robot Cats rather. They're because you have the robot dogs, and they're trying to
That
do
was
like,
like the only thing I could really look up for this one was because he kind of goes into everything with everything else, but yeah, I got to look up the Petsters.
and they're okay. They're kind of cute.
They're like
They're eight.
forerunners of the Furby.
Yeah, they're 80s little like rolling around robots that look like cats.
Yeah.
They're kind of whatever. But leaving Robot Roundup behind, unless you have something else to add there.
Oh, I think I'm good.
We're a little like thing on the final installment of Raiders of the Last Ark is next issue. And Matt and the Cat.
Oh, yeah, here's Matt and the cat.
Well, you know what? I think my only notes on Matt the Cat. Let's see where they live.
They live. Yeah, well, they survive re-entry and land in a flower bed, and that cushions them from the re-entry speeds.
Yeah.
And, you know, Hump's big complaint is about the thorns in the flowers.
Yeah, they
And
lost Slavebot.
yeah, Olia Sim is missing.
Yeah. And that's we're caught up on Matt and the Cat.
Yeah, and well, Hump just wishes he had a fish buddy.
Yeah.
I guess that's a fish tail.
Sure.
Sure,
Yeah.
that's what we're gonna,
We'll go with
yeah.
that. There's this competition with a keyboard called the tune with Transformers. You can make music with Bon Tempi,
Yeah,
an electronic keyboard.
that's French again, right? That's like good music.
Good, yeah, sure. We'll go with good music. They're
Yeah.
British, man. They don't like the French, right?
I think they got over that after like two world wars or their allies. They're friendly now.
So you could make music with this keyboard that you could win if you basically send in your answers to these four questions. Number one is which Autobot might get a buzz out of music?
Yeah,
Which jazz?
Oh no, that's Bumblebee.
Buzz out of music? You think?
Buzz, buzz, he's a bee.
I guess.
Yeah, these are joke ones, but I feel like they're taking us to school. Like I've got two exams this week, and they're in this comic.
Well, luckily one was easy. This is the hard one. That's only got four questions. 25 points a question. Which
Yeah,
Decepticon singing might shake the heavens? Starscream?
it could be Starscream or
Or
Thundercracker.
Thundercracker? Yeah.
Yeah, it's like these joke questions are kind of ambiguous, but I don't think the questions really matter.
Don't
I
think so
just
either.
want you to,
Which
yeah.
Autobot is named after the kind of music that would be jazz, you're right.
Jazz, yeah.
Which Decepticon might bring music to our ears?
I guess Soundwave?
Sure. Well, I mean,
Yeah.
they only have two pictures of Soundwave on the ad, so probably.
Right. So,
So
I mean,
send.
I was just saying, imagine being the kid that your little entry got eliminated because you put the wrong name in the questionnaire. They're like, nope.
The closing date for this competition is Monday, 8th of July, 1985. So get your entries in, kids. Hurry up.
Right.
So and then there's this kid. On the last page,
This scary kid is back.
this scary kid with his bowl cut in that jacket.
Yeah,
It's
old
amazing.
Snake wants his jacket back. Two
Okay.
2006 call, old Snake wants his jacket forward.
They're hawking thrust. Dirge. That's
Yeah,
what?
now you see
Okay, so thrust
it.
is right. Dirge is actually Ramjet.
Yeah.
And then Ramjet is actually Thundercracker.
Starscream. Yeah.
Starscream is Dirge.
Yeah, so they've got Ramjet labeled as Dirge, Starscream labeled as Ramjet, and Dirge labeled as Starscream. And they're all transformed, I guess, the way they showed them in the instruction manual. So
With your
they're
hands
not cone
pointed up.
heads. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
With your
wings up and cones down.
Yep. That's great, but I do love these ads. These are great. Yeah, the I don't know, man. In the
And
end,
we've
the
got
sets.
Prowl with his feet on backwards
Oh, we
in the
do.
battle
Oh,
above. Yeah.
wow.
I mean, it's one thing to have an ad where the toy is mistransformed, but they drew him mistransformed.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to remember because I don't have it in front of me right now. Do his legs spin around and you lock in his cod piece?
Yeah, you have to lift the cod piece up. He spins around,
I
you
bet you
know.
what happened is someone transformed it and didn't transform it right and drew it like that.
Yeah, they just put lip, like raised him up. They
Yeah.
probably couldn't figure out that the cod piece comes out. Like they tried to turn it and like, nope.
Don't want to break it.
Right.
So yeah. But yeah, that's the issue, man. I'm excited to come to an end of this Raiders of the Last Ark because we're going to get into the more of the meat which meets the American and the UK comics together. So
Yeah,
I'm
we'll
kind
be joining in with what was the US issue 5 once we're done with
yeah.
this one?
Autobots are all dead.
Yes. Or
Yes.
Transformers are all dead.
Oh, the Transformers are all dead. Yeah.
Yeah.
L I will always love that cover. Too bad the art inside was terrible. But that's one of those covers I always wanted a poster of. I thought
Yeah.
looked great.
Yeah, that always needed to be a full-size poster.
Yeah, that needs to be like okay. So let me reach around here real quick. I ordered this, the Japanese poster, 1,000 piece puzzle. This
Oh,
is like what,
nice.
yeah, this is the my wife has been like all about like doing puzzles lately because you know we're old and we do things like that. Which I'm like, cool, well, you know, we'll go do this. And we after putting together like three My Little Pony puzzles from when she was eight, I said, can I'm gonna order a Transformers one. So I'm gonna be that one guy that you all know who takes a puzzle, like I'm gonna put glue on this and I'm gonna frame it
You're gonna
because that's a
craggle
really
it.
cool. Yeah. It's a cool puzzle. I want to get that thing done. It's
Oh yeah.
as a old Reverend Ruin from our Discord said, is actually that Japanese movie poster was an oil painting done as a print. It's
Nice.
really
And
beautiful.
it's a Star Wars parody.
Oh, it totally is. Yeah,
Yeah.
but it's beautiful though. I love the look of it. So, big fan of that. I'm
Yeah, that's
a
probably one of my favorite covers for
oh,
the Transformers the movie.
definitely. It's the Super 7 puzzle that just came out recently, so I'm really excited to put that together. I'll find a Saturday when I don't actually have something to do, which is very rare, and do that. But yeah, so we will get into issue 21 next time. Ed, I hope you're feeling better, man. Boo, thanks for jumping in here and doing this with me. We'll get
Oh, no
this
problem.
going. And everyone, thanks for listening in. If you listen this long, drop us a little like, a little rating, a little thank you much, very much, and we will love you forever. Join the Discord. The link is in the show notes, and definitely check out our friend of the show, Jim's podcast that I'll also leave a little li link in the notes about. He's there. Him and his friend are reviewing Beast Wars episodes. So thanks for
Nice.
everything. They're doing two at a time because honestly, Beast Wars episodes are kind of short.
Oh
There's a
yeah, is
lot.
that? I mean, there's a lot to do. There's like 52 episodes, so.
Well, yeah, there's also a lot of action and very little dialogue comparatively. Well, some of them have more dialogue, but yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways, thanks everyone for being here, and I will look forward to talking to y'all later, and you as well, Boo. Thanks so much for
Oh
being here,
yeah.
y'all. Take it easy. Have a great week. Bye.
Bye.
More Than Mises Guys is performed by Evan Johns and Ed Strickland with Boo of the Excellent Underground.com. Research is also done by Evan Johns, Ed Strickland, and Boo of the Excellent Underground.com. All used images are property of Hasbro, Sunbow, Paramount, and/or Marvel. And without you, none of this would be possible. So thank you so much for being here, and we look forward to you being here every week.